The threat remains, Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. making clear anything can happen with many Russian troops still near Ukraine's border, even as Russia's president offers hope for diplomacy. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more live.
Lisa, President Biden said he remains committed to diplomacy with Russia, but said an invasion remains a distinct possibility, as U.S. analysts have not verified Russian claims that some troops have left Ukraine's border. He addressed Russian citizens directly, saying, "You are not our enemy, and we do not seek to destabilize Russia," but stated, if Russia does invade,
the United States and our allies and partners around the world are ready to impose powerful sanctions on export controls, including actions that we did not pursue when Russia invaded Crimea in eastern Ukraine in 2014.
The president said an attack on one NATO country is an attack against them all, though Ukraine is not a NATO member, Lisa.
Thanks, Jessica. The president also talking about the cost of defending liberty, signaling there can be impacts in the U.S. from an invasion and sanctions on supply chains, for instance, and gas prices. He says the administration is working proactively on contingency plans. The president's pick to lead the Food and Drug Administration wins Senate confirmation by just 4 votes. Dr. Robert Califf, a cardiologist and researcher, also led the agency during the Obama administration, but a handful of Democrats opposed his nomination over ties to the pharmaceutical industry and the opioid crisis. 9 victims' families who sued Remington over the Sandy Hook school shooting agree to a $73 million settlement with the gun maker, a lawsuit focusing on marketing.
Remington got really lucky having developed an association with Activision in the enormously successful Call of Duty franchise.
Attorney Josh Koscoff says the company was able to circumvent traditional marketing barriers. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The family of a cinematographer shot on a movie set last fall is suing over her death.
Alina Hutchins' family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit, naming Alec Baldwin and several others in the deadly shooting of the cinematographer on the sets of the film Rust. Attorney Ryan Panish said there was reckless behavior on set in conjunction with cost-cutting methods that led to Hutchins' senseless and tragic death.
There are regulations and guidelines in place today that should prevent something like this from happening, but they need to be enforced. And had they been followed, this never would have happened.
Hutchins is survived by her husband of 16 years and their 9-year-old son. The Santa Fe County Sheriff is still investigating the incident. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
This one of several lawsuits over the shooting. New high-tech headlights are coming soon in the U.S. Highway safety regulators issuing the final rule to allow adaptive driving beam headlights in new vehicles. They're already commonly used in Europe. They use LED lamps that can focus beams on darkness and lower the intensity of the light if there's oncoming traffic. A lunch time lockdown in Alabama, where police weren't taking any chances with a suspicious package call at a federal courthouse.
The Tuscaloosa Police Department documenting the situation on Facebook. Officers blocking off the street and setting up a perimeter around the courthouse to prevent cars and people from passing through. But the department's hazardous device unit soon discovered the threatening packages were just filled with food. The police department confirming on Facebook, "We have identified the packages as a delivery order containing a taco and burrito cravings pack from Taco Bell." Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Big day on Wall Street. The Dow up 422. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.